Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
I love that Mets hat, Heath.
Thank you. It's Mariah's. I can't take credit for it.
Are you guys Mets fans?
She is. She was born and raised a Mets fan.
Ah, nice, nice.
We did go to a Mets-Dodgers game, which was really fun.
Oh, that's cool.
We did get picked on for being one of the only Mets fans there.
Yeah, the Dodger Stadium is not a place to show up in the opposing team's merch.
Yeah, it's not it a is good what idea. It
is. But what's crazy, though, is these hats we got at... what's it called? Lids.
Yeah.
And I've been to so many Lids stores after, and I'll show them this hat and be like, what is this shape? Like, I know it's like an A-frame type hat, but like, show me other hats, any logo. I'm like, I don't care what logo.
I'll buy them all.
I want this hat. And they're like, I don't even know what that is. Like, that's, I couldn't even tell you. And I'm like, I got it like a couple years ago. It's not that old.
If you know how hard it is to find a hat Bro, that fits on your head perfectly.
I know.
Like, I deal with, it's so hard.
And I don't
because
get it.
The hats that I like, they have to be worn in for a long time. Like the only time I like buying hats that I like, they're like vintage, yeah, worn in.
You buy like, those like hat like center adjusters, like yeah. the plastic little frames to put them on, just to like.
It's insane. So whenever I get a hat and it's new, I'm like running over it. I'm throwing it in the wash. I'm doing anything to make it and like. Sometimes it's risky because I could ruin the hat and then I'm like, oh, okay, next one.
It's so funny though that we all are so particular with our hats.
I know.
But we can't wear each other's. Like no. Zane, never. I've tried that type of hat on. I can't wear my hat that far back on my forehead because you have like some hair coming down out here.
I try
and you
both.
Let it you Did let I... it like sit back a bit, almost like a yarmulke.
Yeah.
I got it back here. But I if I try that, I look ridiculous. And then, Matt, you're really good about wearing, like, dad hats.
Yeah,
like,
good like, casual crumpled. Dad hat. I can't do, like, trucker hats at yeah. all. Like, anything with, like, a mesh bag.
I can't even imagine you in a trucker
hat. It's just
hat.
Like, it who just... am I? I just, it's not me.
Yeah.
I love how style works for everybody.
But to me, it's more like that. My head shape. My head shape, if I put a dad hat on, it, like, it just looks off. It looks wrong.
Yeah.
It mm-hmm. doesn't look right. You know, and that's the struggles of being a dude. You yeah. know?
I can never rock a beanie. Like Justin Bieber, his past set was rocking the beanie. I'm like, couldn't do it.
Ever.
Every time, because you know, some dudes wear the beanie and they put it over the ears. Some guys do like the smaller beanie.
Yeah.
It just never looks right for me.
Just got like a coney head.
It's just, I look unwell.
You can tell if somebody's a beanie guy though. Like, you could be like, oh, that guy never wears beanies. He's trying it out for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know if somebody's not a beanie guy and they're like, they're like testing their wardrobe, you know?
Jared had a moment where he was wearing hat beanies. He was cutting off the rim. Did you ever have a hat like that where it was
I had like a canvas beanie.
Yes, yeah. I've seen those. That
it was like, it's a hat, but it didn't have a brim.
Yeah.
So, but it looked like a beanie.
Yeah.
I remember
yeah.
you
know, okay. a hat is backwards, but there is no, brim.
Yeah, yeah, so you're,
Do you remember like those beanies from like back in like the Element in like skater days?
Mm-hmm.
Like the kid in Cheaper by the Dozen has one. It's a beanie, but it has a brim off to the side. Man, that was a time. And if someone wears that now, you're like, lay off the Monster Energy.
Yeah,
with a little bill. Oh,
you know what? I feel like I see people wear that still.
Yeah, in LA, it exists.
It exists.
It's out
rare.
There. Maybe it's coming back. All that whole Y2K stuff is popping.
Zane. Oh, yeah.
Zane, do you remember the Florida beanie phase where everybody had, it was like a long beanie and it kind of like, it had like the flop over.
Oh yeah, like the little I call it the
not the ball on top, but the way you wore it was like you would pull it on, but then it would sag off the back like that.
Oh god,
that was popular when we first moved out here. That was like the cool thing to wear.
Mm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So bad.
It had to have that droop out the back.
Oh yeah, god.
And you had to like fold it under properly.
Yeah, we just like, I don't know what we were trying to do.
You look like a Russian woman in a market.
Yeah. Like,
yeah. The babushka. Like, you know what do they call
like
it?
Like just babushka.
Yeah, babushka vibes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's that kind of, it's that look, which mm-hmm. I guess ASAP Rocky's right.
You know, I do fuck with that babushka vibe though.
No, but I love the bandana, like, you know, like the old Hollywood, like, convertible going down PCH.
Yes. Yeah, like yeah, Marilyn Monroe.
That's a good vibe.
And then bandanas, man. I remember as a kid, I, like, got a bandana I won at, like, a Kiss FM, like, little giveaway, and I was wearing that shit, like...
Yeah, I remember you had... Didn't you have one in your... You had a profile picture a long time ago. It was purple.
Oh, yes. Gosh!
Prison... Like okay, prison,
IMD,
Mike.
That's my IMDb picture. I bet when you search Matt King images, it shows up. And there are days where I'm, like, I put that on my to-do list where I'm just like, oh, God!
Oh,
God!
Yeah, that's it.
Hey, it's me, Matt King!
Yeah, the face you're making is, like, Steve Carell from The Office, too. Like, it's...
It's pretty derpy.
It is prison, Mike.
Oh my! I remember when we all had to take those portrait shots because
like collab was like we're gonna book you guys in so many movies, so we need proper headshots. Oh gosh!
Bro, we thought upcoming actors. We thought we were the next biggest thing.
Sometimes I want to go get headshots, not to audition for things, but just to reduce these on the internet.
Yeah, you know, there's a way to do it.
Maybe probably just AI too.
There's a way. Yeah. I remember I had a really and you know I don't think. You could find it if you really tried, but one time I did this photo shoot and oh my God, it was the worst photo. Like they airbrushed me so fucking bad. It was, they were making me wear these really bad. It was really, really bad. And it was spread all on the front. As soon as you type in Zane, it was like the first row and it wasn't leaving. And I was like, Abigail, is there any way I just please take this shit down? And she figured out a way where it just wiped them.
Oh, that's nice.
Because people
did,
would always
they
use
did you
that.
Dirty, Matt. I'm sorry.
It was the time. It was very. In 2015, these were great little headshots.
I'll talk to my people.
Okay, please do. Please do.
That might be your next birthday gift.
I've been wanting to get like just a new avatar picture, but it looks the same, but like just a little bit different
on your IG.
Yeah. What are you, a monkey?
A cat. That's my TikTok.
Oh, you're a cat. You're a monkey.
Yeah. Okay. What, just an animal.
And Heath, what are you?
I think it's just me in my car.
Of course. Of course.
Yeah, I think it's like me just like driving.
I have never realized the hair was spiky on the cat.
Yeah, that was when I had blonde hair. It was like this like just dumb thing that I did. But I don't know. But it's they also say not to change your profile picture a lot because it
that's
confuses.
How people recognize it. Yeah. I know, but my friend Connor, you know, Franta, he's a good like photographer. He's like, we can make it look so similar to where no one will really like notice, but like people will still know it's you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm waiting to.
I like a psychic too.
I like that.
You do like it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think I would change the color maybe. Change the color.
But the color, I think, is so identifiable.
Yeah.
Like, the color really helps people go, oh, that's Matt.
Okay, I see that.
But
yeah. I mean, I don't think you should change it.
Okay.
That's good.
Thanks, guys. Shall we run that intro?
Let's run that intro, baby.
Let's do it. 3, 2, 1. It's Coffee Talk, baby!
Let's go!
Nice high note.
Thank you. Welcome back to Zane Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
And we are running this shit again. And that's Jared.
Jared, you can say your name.
Yeah, you can.
We can. Just can we it. Let him? Are I you did, cool
I,
with that?
I didn't want to overstep.
Yeah, no, do your thing. Just so as soon as the last person goes, you go, and I'm Jared.
Okay. I'll do that from now on.
Right, now I have to stop saying, and I'm Matt.
Oh,
because
yeah,
that
yeah.
Like, you know,
yeah.
It'll flow better.
Okay. Well, yep. That's Jared. And now he's going to be introing himself from now on. So This is going to be what an iconic episode. The episode before Jared started introducing
so
himself.
Stupid.
Welcome back to another episode. Thank you so much for being here with us today. Again, we appreciate it so much. Today's a special day. I just got my mom's surgery video up.
I saw that.
Yeah, it's.
Go watch it, guys. Go like,
it.
Go comment.
Watch it. Say something nice for my mom, please. Please, she's literally just refreshing every 5 seconds.
How long is the video?
It's like 2 minutes.
Oh, 2 minutes. It's a 2 minute video. Mm-hmm. Oh, nice. Yeah, I didn't know if it was like some 16 minute, three part.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, no. No. She doesn't look like that now, but you know, it's been like what 2.5 weeks since.
I wasn't expecting the spin at the end.
I know. Do you like it?
Yeah.
I figure I just want to put a joke in the end. But what do you call it? She's like 2.5 weeks after surgery now, and she looks amazing. She's getting a little swelling. Like she'll get fluid pockets on just her left side.
Yeah.
Which she has to get drained out like probably once a week. But
good. How is she feeling mentally?
Much better.
Oh, much better.
Yeah.
The anxiety, the regret,
that emotional timeline. It matched perfectly to what my mom was experiencing.
good.
Is the exciting stage happening now?
Yeah, like, she's just...
She's going to be patient.
She sees it, yeah. And she's like, now she's accepted that she's going to be patient and it's going to look good. Because
is all the bruising gone?
One tiny little bruise still on her under one eye. That's it. The bruising is pretty much down. It's just like the fluid pockets, but she's looking... Like, she literally saved like 25 years. It's insane.
Wow.
It's crazy. But she looks like herself. Like, when I look at her, she's still like, that's what I was most worried about. I was like, when I look at my mom, is it going to be a different person now?
But Mommy?
She looks like, literally just looks like a younger version of her. But like, I've seen her like that in my past life, when I was younger. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it like makes sense. And
what
I don't see
age do you remember your parents?
I remember my mom's 42nd birthday very clearly.
Okay, I just remember my dad. Like, my dad was 44.
Yeah, always 40.
But I remember my mom before 42, but I think her age and like her existence of what she, like that timeline of her life, knowing that that is less than 10 years for me is kind of freaky.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know. I feel like I was fully conscious at the age of like 3 or 4.
Seeing younger pictures of me when I was a kid where I like clearly remember my mom, but I don't remember her like that. Like that young. So crazy to see her in like mid-20s having me. It's so crazy. Like that I was that age just like fucking 5-7 years ago.
Dude,
and she
just didn't
look like that to me.
Having Tony has completely it's like changed my, you know, thought process on a lot of things, but you really come to understand that you were that and your parents are currently you. Like, I'm holding Tony and I'm like, this was me at some point and my parents were in my shoes.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Like, it doesn't like really hit you until you're like holding your own child and you're like,
whoa,
my parents were this, what I currently am right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's wild. And, like, seeing pictures of me when I'm like just a baby and my parents had me when they were 32. I'm now 33, but like knowing that they're younger than me.
Oh, they had you 32.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
What do you think?
I feel like back then that's like old. That's like pretty old.
It was old. Yeah. I guess so. But my mom had a previous marriage. I don't know if I've ever said that on the pod, but
my mom, too.
Hey, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for divorce. So my mom didn't have kids with him. It was right out of college. My mom got married very young.
Yeah.
And then she just like waited till she really like found the person she was going to be in love with and have kids with.
That's
so 32. Brother,
can you imagine you had a stepbrother? There's a kid before.
I know.
Wow, that'd be a stepbrother. No, half brother. That'd
half
be
half brother.
Half
yeah,
sister.
Definitely.
Yeah. It's nice how I have them. They're
great.
You
do. They're fun.
It's fun. It makes traveling home a little bit stressful and a little bit of drama because you know both parents want you there.
Yeah,
but you can only do so many days. Been dealing with that all my life. So, but
yay, 2 Christmases.
Yay! It's actually still 1 for me.
Oh shit, true.
Right, no, now it's Christmas and my dad's birthday that we are constantly trying to figure out maneuver. Because my dad's birthday, again, December 24th. Next day, Christmas.
It's my grandma's birthday.
December 24th?
Yeah, Christmas Eve.
I feel like we talked about
I think
this.
We have talked about
I think we probably
before.
Bring it up every year. Tony, I miss him. I see him blabbering his mouth now.
Can he sit up? Is that like a big deal when like babies start like being able to just sit up without falling down?
He's not fully there yet. Like, he can sit there and kind of like balance for like maybe 15 seconds and then he'll kind of start to lean and then I'll catch him and work on it. But dude, his like, it's crazy. He like fully gets the concept of walking.
He's like, I want to do that.
Like I'll hold him like by his waist. And he is knees to chest, like step after step, like propelling himself forward. Like, he gets it.
That's good.
It's probably annoying because he's watching you guys walk all day.
So I want to do that.
I want to do this shit too. This is ridiculous.
But he sits there at the dinner table with us. And
do you have to do tummy time or is he out of that phase?
Okay, yeah, he still does tummy time.
And tummy time's like important.
Tummy time again?
They just lay on their tummy on a, on a blanket. But it's good for their like... I don't know, their dexterity getting just like grounded with reality.
Their little Superman.
It's better to be on like sometimes your tummy than just laying down
on
your back.
On the back of your head.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's good for like their, you know, pushing up skills.
Yeah.
He's getting better at like rolling over.
Where do you guys I feel like just baby stuff, you know, my algorithm's already kind of pushing me stuff. I'll say things where I'm like, that sounds useful for when I have a kid. But sometimes I like, there seems to be so much noise and so much information on like different methods on how you should be doing this, where your baby should be at during this time. Do you have like a favorite creator or a favorite method? Are you going by anything, or are you just piecing it together how you want to do stuff?
I wish I knew their names. There's like a couple moms that Mariah follows and like watches. And she'll show me some stuff. Mostly just like talking to them.
That's so important.
And I know he doesn't fully understand, but like we're constantly talking to him. We're always reading to him. Like he's fully like flipping pages in the book right now.
Yeah.
Like he's so excited about that.
That's so great.
Yeah, that is good. I know two people like to talk to their kids. They talk to them like they're an adult, and it actually helps like speed
increase
up
their vocabulary, their comprehension.
We don't like baby words either. Yeah. Like, we don't call like things a kid version of it.
Yeah, I saw a video of a mom explaining that, where she was saying she doesn't like baby talk, and she noticed that.
My favorite creators are Madeline Phillips and Steven is her husband. But Madeline Phillips, you know Drew Phillips?
Drew Phillips.
From like Emergency Intercom.
Okay, yeah.
His sisters, I think it's his twin sister. They live in Texas. They have a kid. They are so great with their child. Like just getting them talking and everything.
Do they post
here's how we get our child to talk, but the way they communicate and interact with their child is just, it's very patient. It's very kind. I just love their vibe. They're like my favorite parent creators.
What is the baby on the podcast?
They don't have a podcast.
Oh, hey. Yes.
Yes. And I think, she's pregnant with their second, but they're just awesome. And he does like great stuff around the house. He's like, I'm going to rewire these outlets around my house, fix your posture, blah, blah, blah. And he just does all the dad stuff, and he makes it seem so approachable and like, I can do that.
Yeah.
Just shouting out creators.
How old are they?
I think they're a little bit younger than me.
Wow.
Yeah, I bet she's probably like late 20s, early 30s. Yeah, they have such a cute story. She like was like vlogging, and he was working at Chick-fil-A, and she like was like, oh my God, that guy just served me. He's really cute. And then like people found out who he was, and they like got together. 28.
All right. That's a meet cute.
That is a true meet cute. I'm a big fan of them.
So she was a vlogger? Like she was doing internet stuff?
She used to do Vine and stuff. Yeah.
What was her Vine name?
I think Madeline Phillips. You probably sometimes would remember some vines and stuff. Like she had some banger videos.
Give me a banger video. Like I almost dropped my croissant. I'll recognize it.
I wish I could just pull that
Zane,
out of my head, but
I need your memory right now. It's been driving Mariah and I up a wall.
Oh, I got you. What do you
need? Please, because we quote it all the time and tried looking it up, can't find it. At the mall check, let me give you a tour.
Yeah. What about that?
I need to see the video again.
Oh, just, and you tried looking it up and you can't find it anywhere? At the mall check.
Was it a little girl?
It was a little girl, and she like had the phone, and she would just like,
let me give you a tour.
Film her day. She'd be like, let me give you a tour.
Okay. Was she the girl who was like, it's your uncle, that girl?
No, to all my haters
out there that want to fight me?
No, she's,
fight me.
This is a little like girl that was making videos, that was all she's done. That gone viral. So I think they may have deleted it, Heath. Like the parents.
I can't find it.
You know who I think about? My name is Trey. I got a basketball game tomorrow.
So good.
Wow, we're pretty much doing Justin Bieber's whole set. All right, brief pause for our sponsor, Yahoo Mail Planner. I didn't realize how much of my day was living in random corners of my inbox until recently. Like, I have a dozen bill reminders. I even have reminders for all my bill reminders. There's emails for scheduling meetings and tons of other business stuff that I need to remember. And somehow I'm supposed to organize all of that in my head like I'm running Mission Control or something. Life shouldn't be this exhausting. That's why I use Yahoo Mail Planner. It brings your tasks and events together in one place so everything stays organized and you don't miss what matters. What I like about it is I can see everything coming up in one view instead of bouncing between emails and trying to mentally stitch my day together. Planner also automatically pulls plans from your emails, so those little important details stop getting missed. And because it's built right into Yahoo Mail, there's no extra app to keep up with. It just makes staying on top of things feel way less chaotic. So stress less with Yahoo Mail Planner. Thank you, Yahoo Mail Planner, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
Okay, I was thinking about this. Dude, the magic of Vine, the amount of things that were captured within that 6-second window that wasn't planned.
Right. Yeah, insane.
How? The croissant. The Free camera color running here. Come get y'all juice. How?
The reason why we're able to capture good stuff now is because we're recording for fucking 10 minutes. And then something happens and you can edit it. But they are going and go, it's going to happen now. And then they press it and they capture something. They capture something that was not fucking planned. It's so like the camera color.
I don't understand.
That's still one of my favorite vines.
Oh, yeah. One of my favorite. Definitely in the top three. Come and get your juice.
I would love to meet her.
But it's just so we can dance on it. I got to say, Justin Bieber's Coachella set weekend two.
Incredible.
Unbelievable. Yeah. I know the last episode I was a little stoned and I was saying y'all deserved more. He delivered really, really well.
It's just his energy. You could tell he was having a good day that day.
Yes.
He possibly could have been nervous, had a bad day. And then you could maybe that's why in his performance, you could see he was just taking it more seriously than. But bro, this weekend he was interacting with all the fans every song. Like,
I felt bad for the right side of the stage though. Stage left. He kept going to the left side, but he would never go the right side. I also think there's maybe more celebrities over there and he didn't want to go up. Mm. But anyways, yeah, he was just letting fans touch him.
Yeah.
Just embrace.
Some people were getting way too handsy.
I thought like there was going to be an incident. I was like, someone's going to like grab and not
let
go.
That was bad, dude.
Yeah, it's Justin Bieber, you know? I mean, honestly, if I was up there, I'd probably want to give him a hug too. I'm never going to have this moment again.
People were reaching lows.
Oh, well.
I was beyond impressed with that performance. And he played One Time, which is my favorite old Bieber track.
He also played that other song with
One Less Lonely Girl.
One Less Lonely
Girl. And he brought out Billy. How great. Because
He didn't bring her out. It was more, she just, they pushed her out.
Well, like Haley was like, you got to be the one less lonely girl.
It was all planned, but I don't think Billy knew that.
Oh, okay.
I think it was a surprise for Billy because that, yeah, they, I mean, that didn't look planned.
It was a huge, like, full circle moment, though, too. You know, she was a massive Justin Bieber fan growing up, but she got to meet Bieber, like, mm-hmm. at Coachella in that, basically, you know, that artist section. Yeah. And that was, like, such a big video when they, like, embraced and stuff.
And even all, like, the old videos of her just crying about him. Yeah. And just talking, yeah. And all the posters. This is biggest believer right there. So that was pretty fun to watch.
Loved witnessing.
And you
can
tell she was like genuinely like freaking out like a Justin Bieber fan.
Right. And rather just some celebrity who's like, of course I'm picked to do this. Like someone who, if someone like leaned into it too much, she was totally just like.
It was just authentic.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Cute moment.
That was great.
Cool. I thought she was gonna perform right after. I thought she was gonna do something.
They don't have a song together, right?
No,
they don't.
I'm surprised they don't.
They do, don't they?
I don't think they've ever really collabed, though I know they're homies. But that'd be a track.
Why haven't they, though?
They should. Maybe, I bet after this and stuff, this is probably also not her teasing that something's in the works.
Yeah.
I bet Justin Bieber's going to do a full-on Taylor Swift Eras tour after this.
You think so?
I think so. Because also his merch was like his old Purpose Tour merch, but with Coachella on it. Uh-huh. So he's like nodding back to past albums and stuff and seeing how big of a hit Taylor Swift's Eras Tour was. Justin Bieber could do it. So I'm not going to put pressure on him. He can do what he wants. He's so good in my book now performance.
It just depends on how much of the old shit he's going to like perform.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I feel like that's what the Eras Tour of Justin Bieber would be. You'd want to hear everything.
Throughout all the eras.
Exactly. But yeah, I'm really glad that people got something really good on this.
I saw something online and I was like, that makes so much sense to me. Excuse me. A lot of people say that weekend one is for like influencers, celebrities, blah, blah, blah. And then weekend two is people who are just there for the music and the vibes are just so much better.
I kind of agree. I would rather go to weekend two more than weekend one.
And it's been like that. It's been like that since I think we first started going. We always knew like in the back of our head, weekend two is like definitely chiller and people are there for the music. And I think starting next year, I have a feeling weekend two is going to be the weekend to start going to if you really are just going for the music. Because I was watching all the shows and all the clips. The shows were better. I don't know if Coachella was like, we need to start getting Weekend 2 popping again because we don't have enough.
I think all the performers, too, are way more confident because they've done it Weekend 1. They're a little less nervous. They know how things are going to sound. They know what it's going to be like on stage.
Yeah.
It just flows a little better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Pink Panthers brought out Zara Larsson. That looked fucking cool.
I know.
Kacey Musgraves did it like a last minute set at like 3 p.m. in the day.
Madonna came out for Sabrina Carpenter.
Oh, yeah. And Madonna sounded great.
Yeah. Dude, both of them just like singing, that it sounded amazing.
Terry Crews
came out. Yes, he did.
I didn't see that part. What did he do?
You remember when she had Will Ferrell?
I didn't see that. I didn't see that whole bit. I haven't seen it yet. I need to go watch it.
He did White Chicks. He did Thousand Miles and stuff.
Shut up. What?
Yeah. It was pretty cute. Did it like hit that great? I don't know.
Oh, fuck. That's probably why I didn't see a lot of clips.
Bro, how does he still look so good?
Peptides, baby.
Bro, I kept my Zila body for like a year.
He's getting he's going to like a special offices just to keep his youth for sure.
He looks the same.
And Addison brought out Olivia Rodrigo, who I fucking love. Olivia Rodrigo's new song Drop Dead is so fucking cool. She shot it in Versailles.
I know.
The only artist to ever shoot a music video in Versailles. No French artist has ever been able to do it, but she fucking did it. And that, my friend, that is a fucking song.
That
ain't a ditty. That's a song.
I can't believe nobody else was able to like ever shoot a music video there.
Wait, that's pretty crazy. I don't know the story on what made her so special and how she was able to do it. The girl Petra Collins, who's the director of like all of her shit, she's like our age, dude. Was able to make it happen. Maybe the French Prime Minister's daughter is like.
I was just about to say that.
Olivia Rodrigo, in Versailles. Must have been something like that, but it's just.
Was the music video good?
Yeah, it's. I mean, you can tell they may shot it probably all within 6 hours or something. Like it's just like her dancing around in just like some lingerie, running the halls of Versailles.
But I don't know. But I don't think she ate like our 200th video though, right?
The Vogue video.
Definitely not.
And guess who shot there? Guess who shot there?
Wait, shot where?
Somber's new music video is all where we shot the
Vogue
video.
No way.
Zane, it's crazy. Like all the rooms and stuff where all of us like had our moments.
Oh, that's sick.
I was watching. I'm like, oh, we've been here.
Yeah, Zane did it first. Did it first. Sorry. What if he saw that video? He's like, where did Zane shoot this? You could have texted me, man. I would have told you. I would have given you a connect.
But yeah, it's like similar to Robbers by 1975.
I was going to say that shot looked like it.
And then they basically go on like a heist at the art museum. Maybe it's more towards like the last half. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yep. There it is.
It's all right there. Been there, done
that. Been there.
Seen it.
Dude, so 2019.
Somber's really cool, but man, he's got so popular. Like, I really thought he was going to be like my thing. But he's everyone's thing now. Like, I thought I was ahead.
Oh, so now you just like don't like him anymore?
I do like it. I think his music is good. Some of it gets a little fits in the tantrumy, like lately, where I'm like, let's go.
He does a lot of jokes on stage, I see.
Yeah.
He has a lot of fun up there.
He's cool.
Did you see him? You didn't go to Coachella.
I didn't go to Coachella.
Didn't it? Somebody posted at weekend two at Justin Bieber. They're out in like the field, like all like jam packed watching. Remember when I was telling you that it was so hard to go piss? You just had to stay where you are and just hold it and just fucking hope for the best. This fucking some person took a whole big fat shit.
Oh in no! The middle, not a shit
in the middle. Look in the middle.
Oh.
And then everybody had to make a big circle so they don't step in it. But somebody just could not hold their fecal matter any longer.
That's crazy.
I think somebody did step in it.
Oh, they
that's
did.
A, yeah. That's a footprint.
It's got a print.
Can you believe it?
I'm such a people pleaser. I would be like, that's disgusting. Make sure no one, I would have to have my eye on the shit area so no one would walk into it. But like, I'm just doing it to myself, making it my fucking problem.
But I just can't even imagine like everybody like giving the A-OK like, oh, what's she doing? Oh my God. And just like the person just.
Sometimes
no, come here. Like build a wall around me.
Yeah.
Stop. No, you have to block
Michelle,
me. This is
what
so
are you?
Embarrassing.
Oh,
no, she's like, no, I just got to pee. Oh yeah. Okay. We'll make a wall. And then they're like, are you shitting? What's that smell?
She should have bought some coffee grounds or something. Like just add.
Or you know, like the white, like where you put in the bathtub. Yeah. Just fucking get rid of the stink.
I don't know.
Some
people have medical issues. They just got to go. Like,
I mean, there's no excuse.
Wait,
for
there's
that.
A POV of the person shitting?
No.
Who
no,
else came
there
from
is
that?
Not
no.
a POV. Please not. People on TikTok comments are too fucking funny.
They are. They're so good.
I get jealous of how funny TikTok commenters are.
Oh, they're brilliant.
No, there's not little bathrooms right there. It's pretty far. And when it's jam-packed like that and Justin's about to perform, it's pretty tough to get there. But also, I mean, when you got a shit, I mean, that's when you got to go. Like, you just got to say goodbye to everybody, say goodbye to Justin.
It's a wrap on your night.
Yeah, you use that bandana and just...
I would have honestly taken off my shirt. Just that shirt is now on the floor.
Fine.
Yeah. Cover it. Cover it. You let that shit just out there, letting the fucking follicles going into people's noses and shit.
Yo, sorry, now to step away from Coachella. Did you see what went down at a Virginia Tech spring football game?
No.
What happened?
Okay. One spring football game. Yeah, I guess those happen.
That's
for
weird.
Colleges, spring football games. And they had
Zane, I guess, acting like he knows.
The local military wanted to come in and do, you know, some skydivers. Very patriotic. But the winds on this day were a little high. And this guy tries to land on the field. And
he's going down way too fast.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
He runs into the sign and then, like, is stuck hanging there off the scoreboard. He's totally fine.
Oh, he's fine. Damn, that didn't look fine. That looked like it hurt.
But, like, probably. But he's a soldier. He could probably take a little.
And they were doing, like, that wasn't a show for the game.
They were just being patriotic. You know how, like, there's flyovers and stuff. But they shouldn't have done this at all because apparently there was a high wind advisory. Three other people were skydiving. One guy barely landed on the field. Another person landed in the parking lot. And this guy runs right into the jumbotron.
I would have seen that as a sign, like, is our country going to shit?
No, the whole football team's like, our season's going to
shit.
How
do you get him down?
So he was stuck up there, and then the firefighters had to come get him. And I think it was like 20 minutes. But gosh, that's gonna be so fucking embarrassing.
Did they have to put the game on hold, or did they, like, all right, we'll just play the game? But everybody's attention is still on.
Oh,
the
yeah, I don't think, like, the game had started yet, and they waited for him to, like, get fully down.
Yeah, nobody would be watching.
That would drive me.
Yeah.
Help.
Nobody reacted, like, crazy enough. Did you see the guy, like, look up? And he was just like smiling. I'm like, did it not, like, look as crazy as it looked to us when you were there?
I would feel like it'd be crazier in person.
Yeah.
I think people are just in shock. They're just like, wait, what?
I think people, when something like that happens, you're like, is this part of the show? Like, where you're like, you kind of don't expect something to go wrong while you're there in person.
Yeah. You never know these days. I mean, yeah, that looks like a mistake.
Ooh. Oh, gosh. It's just like you're, like, sitting there hanging in front of all these people looking up at you. Like,
yeah,
it's just like, I'm fine. Just wait. Everyone, be fine.
Did he not hit the fucking corner of that? That looked like he hit right at the edge of that. His hip. Oh, just imagine your hip just hitting that at the top like that.
And this song that's playing is like, this is how legends are made. Like, that's the timing of it.
Right after.
Boom.
This is how legends are made.
That would kill me. Oh, just like.
Oh, speaking of accidents, though, I mean, this happened like a couple weeks ago. You saw that school bus that lady was trying to pass the train tracks
in Florida.
And she knew a train was coming. She was like, no, I can get this bus through with a bus full of kids. Can you fucking imagine? I would have killed that lady. If my kid was on that bus, I would have killed that lady.
It scraped the back of it, right? Like, it kind of got scraped.
Did you see the POV of the kids on the bus?
Yeah, they filmed it.
Screaming. Like, the girl who's, like, legit in the back row is filming this moment happen. She's like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Barely hit that bus. I cannot believe she almost killed all those kids like that.
I want to be compensated for trauma.
Yeah. No, I think she went to, how long did she go to, she's getting sentenced for?
That's crazy.
At least 10 years.
I did see 10 years. Because at first I thought she was doing, like, on purpose. I thought she was, like, pulling a fucking.
Oh, like, you think she was just like
I'm going, everybody's going. But no, she was
if y'all don't sit down, I'm not moving the. I'm not moving the bus until everybody sits down.
I'm not moving. We're going to sit here.
Until everybody sits in their seats.
Yeah, 29 felony counts of child neglect after driving a bus with 29 students into the path.
Because it's 29 times. Oh my God.
Boop, boop, boop. And she's 67. Oof. Good luck, Yvonne. You might be.
That's a wrap. Each parent is going to take that differently, too. Oh, she's not leaving that.
Do you still got to go to school the next day?
No. I think those kids get a month off. They get some time
at least a week.
I mean, honestly,
and free Uber Lux pickup.
Yeah.
You don't have to take the bus at all to go to school.
At that point, I think I'm taking my kid to school for a little bit.
Right.
Honestly,
well,
like, I just don't trust
anybody.
Get
off work and stuff.
No,
too.
I know, but like, I think my work would understand this situation. I don't know. I think it would work, but my kid's not getting anything other than. a car that that I'm in for a good amount of time.
How old were the kids?
I think maybe middle school, elementary. Middle school, I would say, from I think the voices I heard.
Oh, that looked like elementary to me. There were kids on that
bus. The girl's like, what the fuck are you doing? I mean,
these kids these days, I mean, I think they're cussing too.
If a train's coming at me and I'm 6 years old, I'm be like, what the fuck? Like,
I mean,
I still don't understand school buses though, why they're built that way though. It's like sheet metal.
Oh, and
it's pretty bad.
You could knock on the side of if someone took a panel off a school bus, I bet I could bend that with my own hand. It just seems like the most counterintuitive method of transportation. Carrying a bunch of children
and
around.
Also, it's crazy how a seatbelt, you have to wear a seatbelt on everything else but a school bus.
Right.
Then they don't require it.
But I think that's because, if God forbid something happens, you want to be able to, evacuate. I don't know what the logic is behind it.
Yeah.
It seems very dated. And all school buses seems like they were built in, 1975.
Yeah. The fact that it still looks like that, I'm just surprised.
Yeah, you can't tell a new one from an old one.
No.
And then sometimes you'll see the one that still has that rounded back and you're like, damn, it's still running.
I know.
What can they make though? That's not a fucking school bus.
I don't know. Make one that just looks like a fucking tour bus, an RV bus. Like the ones that you see tourists go on with comfy, nice seats.
Well, those are a little tougher, I feel to even maneuver.
At least a Greyhound.
A Greyhound, but it's like a mini Greyhound.
Right,
that because Greyhounds are really, they're big. They're giant.
Yeah.
Someone do it.
We took the Metro in high school. They had designated lines just for
really.
Oh, you took the bus.
Yeah, we took the bus.
Well, that makes sense.
So we were standing, just packed in there like sardines.
Oh, that's how you took the bus every time to school? Damn. Yeah. Well, at least we got to sit.
I never took the bus to school.
Yeah, but I could definitely the yellow is still there, obviously, because everybody, that's how people see school buses, just a yellow bus. But make it modern. Just make it super modern. Just like the fucking, the buses and shit.
Yeah, just make new ones.
Yeah, I mean.
Right on.
Maybe they do have that. Oh, you know what? They do have those buses.
It depends on the school district.
Yeah.
It depends on your funding. It depends wherever you're at. Must be nice.
Damn, that's a nice bus. Shit.
It's electric.
Yeah, but the inside is still that same shitty blue leather with a lap belt.
Right. It still doesn't look that secure.
I want to lay down seats. Let's get massage chairs in there.
I want a magic school bus. Mm. Can you imagine being in the other class, not Miss Frizzle's class? Where did y'all go?
Inside someone's
bus. We went to outer space today. we were inside.
We went inside someone's nose today.
Damn.
Oh, all right. That's an upgrade. All right, so they are getting there.
They're getting there.
Before we continue, this episode is sponsored by Shopify. Starting something new, especially a business with real financial consequences, can leave you second-guessing yourself. When we started this pod, we suddenly had to wear 10 different hats, from researching, recording, branding, scheduling. Every day, it seemed like there was something new we had to learn. And when you're starting from scratch, that can be very intimidating. But thankfully, you don't have to start on your own from zero. With the right tool, you can get a head start and a leg up on the competition, and that tool is Shopify. And Shopify is the commerce platform driving millions of businesses worldwide, and it gives you everything you need to grow in one place. You can create a beautiful online store with ready-to-use templates and use AI tools to help with product descriptions and photos. You can also create email and social media campaigns to reach new customers. And with their award-winning 24/7 customer support, Shopify is always there to help you no matter what, so no more excuses. So start your business today with the industry's best business partner, Shopify, and start hearing... Sign up for your $1 per month trial today at shopify.com/unfiltered. Go to shopify.com/unfiltered. That's shopify.com/unfiltered. Thank you, Shopify, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you. Oh, Matt, I was going to ask you. I got a video today on my TikTok, or maybe it's a known thing, but do you know the original plans for Epcot that Walt Disney had planned?
I know that he had a vision for it, and they made Epcot post-mortem after he died, so he never got to see Epcot.
Yeah,
but I know that it was a vision for the future, or to in a way show off things that they were working on or wanted to do. I don't.
Yes. Yeah, so
kind of like Disney headquarters type thing, where it's like it's a
no. It was like a circle city that was going to be everything inside this little bubble that. You would have your tram transportation. There was going to be schools there. It was going to be constantly evolving. And people that lived there were working and testing on new technologies. And it was basically this
test utopia city.
Yes, like this perfect utopia of a town. I think it was supposed to have like 20,000 people that lived there or something like that. But everything, all you would need in this little like circle area.
It's like paradise.
Yeah.
Basically is what he was thinking. And that was in like the late 60s. And then he died and it never, you know,
I didn't know happened. His vision was like, oh, I want people to like live there. And this can be like a model in a blueprint
like
hospitals, for how
everything.
We could be revisiting cities in the future. No, I didn't know that.
That's pretty crazy. And of course, Mr. Disney Man himself probably lives right in that middle, in that tall, tall top floor of that building.
And then apparently that center was supposed to be like a hotel, but also like a, what do they call them? Convention center.
Oh, yeah. Because the inside is the ride.
And like 20 years later, they built Epcot. What is it supposed to stand for? Experimental Prototype Community of Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh. And then they were like 20 years later, they just made a theme park called Epcot.
That's wild.
But it was supposed to be like a full city to like live in.
They should have changed the name.
What do you think it should be called? Well, I don't know. Tomorrowland is like...
It's not Epcot anymore. Epcot is Experimental Prototype Community of Tomorrow. But the Epcot is... You're traveling through different countries and experiencing different countries.
That's on like one side of it. Like it's all kind of like the
I thought that was Epcot. I thought
that
Epcot
is,
was...
Epcot does have this, like, you get to go around the world and stuff, but then there's other sections, too, that are honoring, like, sustainability with, like, the environment.
Oh, okay.
Fast transportation, electricity. Like, each... They have this, like, vision of it. I did watch some documentary about Epcot before I went there, kind of about it. I was just excited to go see all the different countries. But then I gotta be honest... It didn't hit the way I thought it would hit.
Well, because you've traveled to the actual countries and experienced.
That too, but you're a little like, but this isn't it. Like, you feel like it's just this, like, faux experience of international travel.
I mean, yeah,
and
you're not gonna get it.
It's kind of, I don't know. It just, maybe I couldn't drink that much there because I had to do a big event that night.
I mean, of course it's going to look like that. It's not going to be the actual fucking temple.
I think just, like, what I had in my head for what it was, like, not how I was like vibing with it, but I did enjoy my time.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Maybe
and then like the pyramids weren't even like real pyramids.
Just making it that size. Can you imagine?
Yeah. But I thought that was so cool. But yeah, it was supposed to be like a bubble that was climate controlled and like perfect all the time.
Wow.
I would live there, I think, or visit. I could see myself in there. But yeah, that's literally paradise.
Truly.
Literally that show. This was everywhere. I'm sure you guys have seen it already. Vitaly, you know that he's a live streamer. He does.
Wasn't he in jail?
He was in jail, but he got out and he has spent all of his time, most of his time catching predators on the internet. So he'll have a team posing as underage and then he'll meet them and live stream. And it's not pre-filmed. It's live stream. So when they catch him, you see him in the moment. And then they're caught, right?
But he was also like going above and beyond and like acting like he was about to give that, like they won like a Lamborghini when he would go approach the person.
I think the way he was approaching it, I know they're predators and doing something wrong, but I think the way he was approaching it, a lot of people weren't fans of it because he was on top, like he would abuse them. He would like hurt them. He'd like shave their head. Like he was like, the way he would treat some of these guys, like, it didn't sit right. It was almost like he was doing it for his own amusement instead of, like, actually protecting
Like, let the cops handle it, like...
So exploitive.
Yeah.
Because at that point, they might be able to get away with something because they were, like, not abused, but, like, things were done to them. You know, it's like, don't even make it to where you could potentially be in trouble for, just catch them. Let the cops handle shit. Just like, let it be done.
So in this case, Vitaly has his team snapping somebody and posing as an underage person, but she forgot to mention she was underage in the chat and tells the guy to meet up. And so when the guy meets up, it's this like
normal guy,
normal guy. He's an Indian kid and he's Indian because it's important. he shows up and then obviously Vitaly shows up. He's like, oh, blah, blah, blah. You're exposed. You're a pedophile. Why are you meeting with a kid? And he's like, what are you talking about? No, I wasn't meeting up with a kid. She said she was 18. He's like, no, you're a fucking liar. And he starts like being just totally racist to this kid. Like just singing an Indian to him and just and he's going above and beyond. And then they look back and see that the girl forgot to mention
on the spot,
on the spot, on the spot, like while they were streaming.
And how
obviously
does,
it goes everywhere. Everyone's like, "Oh, Vitaly, you're fucked."
Does he recognize this in the moment? Like, "Oh shit, I'm sorry."
Yes, but the thing is that doesn't matter. It's been clipped and it's been spread.
Oh boy.
So this kid, obviously, his dad is a lawyer or something, but he is going to go full on sue.
Yeah. Sue, absolutely.
If that was me, I would do everything.
Drain you, everything you're worth.
Dude, because there's being accused of being a predator like that is fucking almost as bad as being a predator itself. Like the whole world now sees you as a predator.
Yeah.
And there's nothing can take that back. Doesn't matter how many like videos that you make saying that you're not a predator anymore. That video of you being a predator is always going to circulate and it'll always hurt you.
This apology ain't enough that I'm seeing right now on the screen.
It's crazy.
I mean, it's such a fucking like.
He said he was going to take like a little break, but he was going to come back to it later. But man, first of all, these should not be live streamed because there is a huge risk in live streaming these things because easily a mistake can happen. Like if you're going to film it, sure, but you got to make sure. If you're fucking streaming it, that you're getting the right person. And I think there was another guy that actually showed up to that spot where everybody's like, wait, is that the guy that she was, that he was actually
having correspondence with
an underage person, but we don't know because there was somebody else supposed to meet up there and it was the wrong person.
Golly.
But man,
that
it
makes
was
me sick.
It was bad. And he apologized for it, but I don't think he apologized as good as what he was doing exposing him. You know what I mean?
That's
like he
crazy.
Did everything he could to expose him, but like the apology I don't think matched.
Have you seen that some people who are getting caught like, yeah, being a predator and meeting up with someone underage, the moment they're getting caught, they start playing like music as a way because then the person can't monetize off the content of them getting exposed.
The person exposed like, will start they, playing they,
they'll
music?
Start playing music. So it's like copywritten music and it's like a way of like
I feel like that's
combating back what they're trying to film because they can't make the content and stuff. Or like it's also like sometimes like Karens and stuff, like yeah. People who like get agitated, but it's I don't know. I heard about that on a podcast that
I think that's the last thing I'm thinking about if I'm caught as a predator.
Yeah.
The last thing I'm thinking about is playing music so they don't make money off it on YouTube. Like I think we're past that point.
Oh, this is the
yeah. This is
too?
The video.
And, but wait,
but he doesn't believe him.
Sorry, bro. Wrong person.
Maybe it's a misunderstanding. Wait, no, dude.
Oh God, this guy sucks.
Wait. So you trolling too?
No, we got the messages.
No, she said maybe it's a misunderstanding.
Oh, you probably deleted it on his.
No, wait. I swear to God.
Yeah, you.
Okay, wait. It's a CNC kink. It's a public kink. Like
what?
A CNC kink?
Yeah, what is that?
Consensual non-consent.
A BDSM kink scenario in which participate.
Oh, yeah, I guess that wasn't a good start to that, but.
Why are all streamers, like most of these, I mean, like I'm talking about the streamers that are like walking around and stuff. Why do they all like act the same?
Because
they all act like they're just like assholes and dicks.
It's because, and I'm not excusing it. It's because when you're on camera 24/7, you're just on all the time. And that doesn't excuse you somebody being an asshole, but I think it gets to the point where they're doing it so much, they just turn into this like fucking
like this autopilot,
just like in anything, you just do anything in order to keep garnering views and keep people on there watching. Cause these guys make so much money streaming. And I think, and the people that are watching, I think they're just young guys that like watching that type of shit.
Yeah. It's just,
I don't think they have a lot of girls watching these streamers. I personally those specific streamers, I don't think they have girls watching those.
Well, I know. It's
right?
Just a bunch of like young teenage kids that think this is like sick.
Yeah.
But it's just strange.
It's very interesting. I've never understood it. I never understood how like people can watch. I understand some streamers are like, you know, very entertaining. They're very funny. I get it. But the ones that are just going around and causing a fucking riots. I don't understand that. But I guess people love watching train wrecks too, you know, right? Like people love watching just uncomfortable shit. People love watching Kill Tony. Like Kill Tony, dude, it's so hard for me to get through a Kill Tony episode.
It's a cringe.
As funny as I find like the comedians, the minute they bring somebody up and they start going, I like cannot watch. It makes me sick to my stomach.
And it's so weird because it's like, I feel like people think they have to, but like you look at like I Show Speed. Like he's not an asshole.
Dude,
he's not
he's
that
so
like
good.
Persona.
Right. I know, like, that they're not assholes, but their demeanor while they're like having someone on and they have their chat and stuff and they're like talking to them, I never feel like they're really listening to the person they're having on.
They're
like, they're just like, yeah, so what are you working on? And they're like looking at the chat. That's sick, man. So yeah, what's that like doing? Like, it's just, I never feel like they're fucking listening.
Yeah.
Like, or Aiden Ross was like talking with like David Spade and like they're in his house and he's like, yeah, who is that big celebrity or like director who got like killed recently? And David Spade's like, yeah, Rob Reiner, he was murdered. Like, and he's like, oh yeah, that's insane. Like, but I think being a genuine like adult human listening to someone.
Because I think they have to, again, I think they just have to be super focused on the chat because I think people don't like when you're not focused on the chat.
That's going at a million miles an hour and you can't even like read one fucking sentence.
I think the more people that, that type in, the more people that go in the chat, if he's focused on the chat, that means people are sending more donations. I think there's a science to it. There's a reason why they are constantly looking, because I know times where like when Heath and I are doing a live and we're off the chat for a little bit and we're just talking, people notice like, hey, you're not looking at the chat. So can you imagine they're fucking 40,000 times bigger than us.
I just think this is a terrible influence if you're a 16-year-old and you think that this young guy who's out there like killing it, like making money, and this is how he talks to other adults and people, that like, oh, this is how I need to interact with the world. It doesn't seem like a...
I've never seen any of his streams. I know who he is. I've never seen any of his streams.
And so is he like
how he was in this interview all the time, or was it just like this one moment that got like clips?
Yeah, kinda. I'm not gonna hate. He's a very successful kid. He is very smart. He's a businessman. But Aiden Ross's like demeanor, like I don't like it. Like I'm like, that's not my type of person.
Is it would you say it's like cold? Like what do you mean? Like he's just not paying attention to
the type of person. If someone's saying something, I'm listening to him. Like, that's interesting. So yeah, tell me more about that. He just has like this certainty, like, all right, yeah, cool. And just like moves on to the next thing.
I think that's like most of these like dude streamers too. You kind of like want to look cool at the same time too. I just feel like that's what.
A huge thing is like the cool guy act.
Yeah, the cool guy act. I feel like that's what I see a lot in these guys streamers.
And I feel like a lot of people watching are just waiting for something to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like something bad. They're not like, I don't know how to explain it, but like the people that walk around live and like do like IRL streams, just like, who's the one young kid that's like a douche?
Doherty?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Where you're just like, I feel like people like hate watch him just to like see something go wrong.
And I think they understand that now too. And they're just kind of like, okay, if I'm this like villain, then I'm just gonna, that's going to be my thing. So I think it's just like, that's how, like if everybody started looking at, like, I mean, obviously I don't do shit like that, but like if I started doing shit and like people started watching me more and more and I just start turning into this villain, I might just become that. I'm just going to become that. Like, fuck it. Like if people think that low of me already, I'm just gonna like make money off it now. Again, I'm not saying that, but it's just like these guys make a ton of money, and of course when you see all that money coming in like that much, you're just like, oh, this is working, I'm just gonna keep going.
And Clavicular, what, he like overdosed in the club or whatever?
So I thought like that whole thing was a bit. I thought the whole like shoulder pad thing, I thought the
looks maxing stuff,
yeah, I just thought it was a bit. Until I really started, I don't know if it's a bit kinda, or not. But
the looks maxing stuff, some of it's a bit.
But he also, like, but he OD'd on, he.
Well, yeah, now he's not been doing very well because I think he's a bit on the spectrum. And when he goes out and he's like socializing with these like girls and stuff at the club, he's not fully comfortable. So he's been like,
have you ever taken
a little bit of pills, drinking and stuff.
Have you ever sat and watched any of his like lives?
Yes, I've seen many, many clips. The only time he seemed genuinely happy was when he was with Whoa Vicky. I think he actually laughed and smiled.
She made us happy too.
Right, exactly. I was like, this is a match made in heaven. I think they need to be together. Clavicular, like, he just never fucking smiles or like laughs or interacts really.
It's the cool guy thing. You just kind of want to like look chill, look cool.
He was at the club and then like he sits down on a booth and he's like, hold on, I gotta like sit down for a second. And the camera like pans over his two friends and then they're like, they look at him, but the camera doesn't show him. They like kind of shut it off. And now he's apparently sober now, or he's off substances.
Did you see the clip of, well, I mean, Heath, you know, Clavicular, you've seen like his stream clips, right? So he's streaming all the time. He'll stream a lot at parties too. And like, he'll get like drunk. I think he drinks, right?
Yeah,
he seems fucked up. Yeah, yeah. He'll like get fucked up. There's all these girls around. Dude, there's like, they'll put this on stream and I'm so surprised that it's like fucking allowed. But dude, you're watching this. I saw a clip of this, but this girl is like grabbing his junk and just like squeezing it like this as he's like sitting there talking. And this is all like on the stream.
Are these like OnlyFans girls who are trying to like get a little moment in a clip? So people are like, who's that girl? Who's that crazy enough to do that?
I have no idea. But like, dude, it's just crazy that these girls, they choose to like be put in front of the camera.
I would have
like
the same rule for my daughters and even my sons.
No streamers. Where like,
even if you're drunk down on the street and you see a guy making a YouTube video and trying to get people to come up, do not go up to them.
Yeah.
Also, if you see a live streamer, do not go up to them and interact in the video. As fun and as much as your friends are going to be excited to be it, let them be in the video, because once that's out there, there is no getting that back.
It's a really good rule. It's a really good rule for a parent to like, just hey, if you're going to go out, be safe, but do not go up to any cameras.
Yes,
it's like,
don't. You can make all the content you want that you're in control of.
It seems exciting when you see yourself online. Yeah, but it's like, it's forever. It will always be circulating. It will always be sent to someone, and all your friends will see it. And all your loved ones will see it. It's like this scary fucking thing. Like, I can't believe we do this every week, because we put it out there and then that's it. They get to see fucking over 300 of these, unfortunately for me. All right, brief pause for this episode's sponsor, SeatGeek. Are you stuck in the same old day-to-day programming? Would you like to get out into the world and do something fun and different for a change? Then do what we do. Hop on SeatGeek and check out all the fun upcoming events near you. SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app with over 35 million downloads, and they've got a ton of options like concerts, sports, festivals, with over 70,000 events listed. There's something for everyone, and there's so many stars going on tour right now, artists like Noah Kahan, Thomas Rhett, Rufus the Soul, and many more. We love that SeatGeek makes it easy to feel confident in our choice. Each ticket gets a score from 1 to 10, so I can quickly spot the best value. And every ticket is backed by their buyer guarantee. Whenever I'm looking for event tickets, I choose SeatGeek. Concert season is about to kick off, baby. To make it even better, you can use code UNFILTER2026 for 10% off your SeatGeek tickets. That's 10% off tickets with promo code UNFILTER2026. Make sure to click the link in the description to download the app and have the code automatically added to your account so you can use it later. Thank you, SeatGeek. We love you.
It's crazy that the whole looks maxing, like that lingo is so real. Like, we went to a coffee shop, energy drink shop the other day, and there was like 8 girls working there, like not taking orders, but they were like filming the drinks, and they were just like, oh my God, look, it's like looks maxing. And they're like filming these videos
of the,
it was so weird. Like, just that in real life. If that makes sense.
Like, you're saying you saw that or you heard that?
Yeah, saw it and heard it. They were just like, oh my God, you're so looks maxing right now. And it was just like.
But like, it doesn't even make sense.
Like, because you see the comments online.
Yeah.
You know, like, you see people like typing it, but to see people like actually saying
it. Actually
and, like,
using it as like a real, in a real sentence.
It's so interesting.
And Kavik, he came up with that word.
I don't know if he came up with it, but it was like just the terminology of doing that.
Little hacks to improve your appearance.
We should come up with a new thing now.
I don't know if you've seen it, but people are cutting this little part of their eye and like going down with it.
Cutting it? Like with a...
Like with like a little razor blade?
Come what? Again? To do what?
Whatever this part of your eye is, right where it comes to a point.
Yeah.
If it points downward, it's like more appealing.
Downward? Like,
so they're like scarring like themselves to create like a...
Part of the looks maxing is doing things to your body to like look better, whatever. So they're cutting that little flap, that little where it comes to a point.
Yes.
If you cut it down, it makes your eye look more like aggressive.
Look at looks maxing.
Can you type in? Yeah, looks maxing, cutting edge of eye.
That. Yeah, you see how it points down like that, like.
Like it's more of a sharper edge than normal. Golly, what time are we living in?
That's insane. I come back next week with a fucking.
Zane, don't.
It's just scabbing.
Zane, what have you been doing?
Just infected.
What? I'm trying to get my...
You can't even, like, really tell, though.
That is some crazy shit.
That's wild. They gotta do a pretty deep, like, slit, right? In order to, like, for it to just stay like that?
Cutting your medial canthus.
Should we look max and unwind? Let's do it all.
What should we do?
Did you guys see Clavicular's 60 Minutes interview?
No.
The interviewer basically is just like, how do you feel about being lumped in with some of like the red pill, you know, creators like Andrew Tate online? And for some reason, it triggers something in him where he's like, all right, we're getting political with this. He's like, no, I'm not trying to be political. I'm just like, that's genuinely who the media like lumps you in with. How do you feel about that? And he goes, I don't know. How do you feel about your wife cheating on you? Like, I didn't get to look into that and whatever.
What?
And the interviewer's like, I'm not married. And he's like, whatever. I'm done. Thank you for your time. And like gets up. It's like 6 minutes into the interview.
Oh, wow.
What?
Yeah. And he just walks out.
So much, more like 54 minutes. Or wait, six minutes.
6 minutes.
Really? Yes. I did see that clip. But what's funny though, is like the guy who's interviewing him is like a handsome gentleman too. Yeah. Like, I think Klavicki is like a little intimidated that the guy who's interviewing him is actually like an attractive dude who's pretty smart and well-rounded.
Was he interviewing him in like a him?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought
it was just, you could tell that he's just like a little intimidated by this guy in the whole fucking interview. I've only seen like little clips of it.
How old is he?
Clavicular?
Yeah,
he's young.
25 maybe.
Oh wow,
maybe younger than that. 20. He's 20. How is he going into these clubs then if he's 20 years old?
He's 20.
Oh bad.
Damn, and he's drinking on live streams.
Yeah, that's bad.
How's he getting away with that? Oh, 2 days before Tony's birthday. How exciting.
Oh wow, well,
they're both they're both the same a zodiac sign. Ooh, Tony's gonna be a streamer.
I pray he's not.
I can't believe he's 20. That's insane.
Yeah, he's going to get his comeuppance.
His what?
Hmm?
His what?
What is that?
Comeuppance. That? It's just like, you're going to get your time. It's coming for you.
Oh.
Slang.
Interesting.
Matt, I feel like you would like this, actually. So a new Ferrari's coming out.
Ooh.
That's fully electric.
Say more, less.
Oh, Heath, I would love this too.
But you would, actually.
That's
the
sick.
The interior... was designed, what's his name? The guy who did the Apple
Johnny
designs.
Ives. Yes.
So
he's the one who
designed the interior. And when you look at it, it looks like Apple made a car.
Whoa.
Oh.
Yeah, because Johnny Ive, I don't think, is at Apple anymore. So this is like what he's been up to. But
oh,
yeah.
That shit moves. Oh, nice.
It looks like an Apple Watch. Like, yeah. The whole thing just feels like an Apple Watch to me.
Oh, that
Wait,
is sleek.
That's how much is it?
Zane?
I don't know.
I'm not buying it, but how much is it? Oh, yeah, we don't know yet.
But people hate it.
Why?
Like, Ferrari heads hate it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like there's a huge debate right now, like, that people are, like, back and forth. Like, a lot of people hate it, but then, like, a lot of people love it.
I can see why Ferrari, like, drivers hate it, though.
Do they hate it because of the look of it, or that it's just an electric car and they shouldn't be making electric cars? God, $500,000.
Kind of both.
Well, I don't know. With the day with gas prices and the Strait of Hormuz, I'm looking at some EVs already.
My buddy just sold his truck because the gas is just too much.
It is.
He's going electric.
A little crazy. It's sleek. It's cool. I think I would like a more tan interior, but
you love that tan interior. You had it on your Evo.
I always have to have a tan interior. I can't do a black interior. But okay, but that seat is brown. I'm vibing with it. I'm not a Ferrari guy, but if I was,
Is it the Ferrari Luce or Luce?
Probably Luce.
Luce.
Ferrari. It's Italian.
Heath, I want that for my birthday.
Oh, you want a $500,000 Ferrari for your birthday?
Yeah. Can you get me it?
Okay. Yeah, sure.
I want it.
I will say I hate this shifter.
Yeah, make it bigger. Make it more masculine. It's a little...
This and a Ferrari, that's a crime.
It's electric. I mean,
but why not make it electric with some masculine qualities? You know? Almost want people to be like, damn, that's electric? Versus being like, that's probably electric.
I hate that you can tell a car is electric by looking at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they want it to look electric, though. I think they do it on purpose.
Something about the front grills of every electric car just throws me off.
It's
usually too smooth. Like, it's always just like a,
yeah, it just looks
know.
A little,
it's
it
just
looks
look
eco-friendly.
It looks like,
I will say, okay, wait, Zane, you're going to like this too. Matt, I know you're going to like it. Look up the all new, do you remember the brand Scout?
Oh yeah.
They used to make cars.
I gotta see a picture.
So
I know about the Scout truck.
Super iconic vintage cars. They're coming out with fully electric versions of it, bringing the brand back.
Okay.
And they're actually really cool.
Yeah.
It kind of looks like a
Bronco.
A Bronco.
Yeah, truck and SUV version.
But it looks better than the Bronco, yeah. I think. It looks more true to what the Bronco should be looking like.
Yes. Yeah.
That's cool. That's fun.
That is. That's really nice.
2028. Oh, we're never going to make it.
I know.
We're never going to make it. Things are always like 2 years in advance, even if it's movies and stuff. I'm never going to make it. 60,000, not bad.
Honestly, I thought it was going to be more than that.
That's kind of fun.
It's like, it's should a better
Rivian.
Should we get one together? Yeah. A little matching Scout?
Yeah.
Scout's honor.
That's they orange and blue, right? They always do that. It's always those fucking colors. Orange and blue. There's another fucking...
I like that interior a lot.
Yeah, that interior is nice. Damn, that's nice inside. That's the fucking Scout?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Woo! That inside is crazy for 60K.
They also have a more like retro version where the front seat is a bench and not like it doesn't have the middle console. So it's like
pull it up. I want to see it.
Like a jumper seat or what? Or
like the old school where it looks like just like a sofa, like no arm. Like it's just you could slide all the way across.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's just up or it's down.
Yeah, it's just up. So everyone join in.
Oh, wow.
All right. All right. All right.
Maybe I'll switch my Tesla for that.
I could see you in that.
Yeah, me too.
Speaking of not making it and like the world ending, I just learned about this this like meteor that's on its way. Like it has this like 7-year orbit or something like that, where it's on its way to Earth. And at first, when scientists found it, they gave it like a 30% chance of colliding with Earth, and it's gonna pass by us in 2029.
Thank God we're gonna see the Scout.
it's gonna pass by us in 2029, and it's gonna get so close that it passes in between Earth and how far some of our satellites orbit. And basically the new math that they've done on it is that they've given it like a 600 to 700 mile range, where like if our orbit pulls it in further than that, that means in 7 years when it comes back, it's definitely hitting Earth.
How big?
7 years.
It's
catastrophic.
I think it's the size of the Eiffel Tower.
That's pretty big.
And it's named after the Greek god of chaos. I think it's called
awesome.
It's called Apophis.
Oh boy.
Oh, I mean that very fitting. I could see that happening. Damn. At least we know we have 7 years.
But it's the size of the it's bigger than that.
Damn. Oh, that's going to fuck our shit up.
But don't asteroids like lose a bit of their mass as they like go through the atmosphere? But it is, okay, it's 5 football fields. But like when it comes down, won't it be like 1 football field?
Maybe.
Oh, yeah. Heath, we're going to have a big ass party. We're going to have a big party. Let's do it.
I hate saying this, but I've always thought that I was going to live up until the end of the world happening.
You're gonna like pass
that
it?
That it would be in my lifetime.
Oh, you
not
you,
that I would survive, but it I've just always had this.
I was thinking about that on the drive here.
Weird feeling that.
Damn, our generation is not prepared for something like this.
You could say cooked.
I want to be optimistic.
Imagine that asteroid coming in and everyone's like, chat, we're cooked. They're pointing their cameras at yo, chat, is that real? Is that an asteroid? We're cooked.
Just you find out the asteroid's about to hit us through.
I always worry about though, like when something like this happens, would like the government or the world like try for us not to know?
Yes.
Because it would just cause chaos. But then there would be these like whistleblowers and people trying. It would be just like Don't Look Up, the movie.
Yeah.
Where it's like no one wants to believe it.
Funny you say that. There's like a conspiracy theory right now that's exactly what's happening, because there's like a dozen or so scientists that would have like the work that they were doing would have known about this, and they've all gone missing.
Awesome. Part of the scientists that have been like getting killed under mysterious circumstances and gone missing and shit. Yeah. I heard about that too. Yeah.
That's so weird. Oh
yeah,
that's not, but you know, we're not gonna freak out, just tell us. You know?
Humanity would absolutely freak out.
But we'll be there for each other.
You know the Malaysian flight that disappeared?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know there was a ton of like really important scientists on that flight?
Oh, come on. There's no way we would have known that by now.
I thought I would too, but I just found that out. It's like a modern day Titanic. Wait,
isn't everybody's names, weren't everybody's names released from the flight log?
I believe so.
We would have, like, that would have been a huge thing already.
Involve Australian researcher.
Because I'm sure Vincent everybody, people that were really interested, they were investigating it. They looked at all the names. They looked up everybody's names. That would have come out by now.
Oh, here it is.
The semiconductor.
Yeah, 20 employees from U.S.-based Freescale Semiconductor, including engineers and manufacturing staff, were among the 239 passengers.
Oh, shut up. Hmm. Fucking hell. Damn, we really living in a scandal episode. Shit, just fucking killing off one by one. And we're all seeing it. We're just like, well, there's nothing we can do about it.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
U.S.-based Freescale Semiconductor. Little fishy. That's bizarre.
Oh, my God. I mean, we're not next, right? We can talk about this. That's okay, right?
I'm not
trying to die in like a random like a car accident, like or go missing.
I don't know. And all the people opposed to the Federal Reserve.
I don't oppose. I love the Federal Reserve.
I think died on the Titanic.
I think make it bigger. Make the reserve bigger. We love you guys.
Yesterday, House Oversight Committee to investigate missing and dead scientists.
Good.
But that's just the government investigating themselves.
Yeah. No. We'll look into it. Yeah, everything checks out. Everything's okay.
They're like, shit, they're catching on. Oh, my God. But how scary it is, like, you, like, being the one, like, the top person to, like, investigate on this. Like, you're next.
Seriously.
Yeah. You're next. If you're not with them, you're next.
You're next, bitch.
You're next, bitch. I am blind to this. What scientist? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Dude, just imagine, like, dude, if I was in, like, one of those three-letter organizations, bro, I'd be blabbing my mouth. I would be the biggest
guest on every podcast show. you put a black silhouette over my face. I'd have a different voice.
Yeah,
I'd be everywhere.
I would be.
Do you believe those, by the way? Those shows or episodes where they're bringing on like somebody from the three-letter organization and then they like they're silhouetted. And do you believe those? I never believe them.
I feel like I've seen some clips when I was younger, but I don't know what it was like involving. But I feel like I see mostly on like abuse or disappearances or more like murder aspects where people don't wanna reveal their identity.
Yeah.
It all depends on who's covering the story and like being reliable journalists.
I just
stuff.
Think that if you've ever worked in that agency, I just don't think you'd ever put yourself in that, like even risk it to be a silhouette and have a different voice. It just, because they could find out quickly who it
all
was.
All they do is just like drop it into like some software. They just bump the ISO and like just boost fucking exposure and it's your full face.
Or they just gotcha. They literally go to the person, the production who posted it and go like, who was it?
Oh, I could just tell, be like, that's Dale in accounting. It's unmistakable.
No, look, he's got the hair.
Like, are you kidding? Like,
oh, no, it's fake. Yeah, no, we were just having a little bit of fun.
Yeah, I could spot that. Like, is this you? Don't walk away from me right now. This is you.
Why are you posing as a CIA agent? You're going to kill us. You're going to get us killed.
Oh, I just want to know the secrets.
I know. I wish. That'd be so, like,
sometimes it's better not to know.
The thing is that
it is true.
It is very true. But I just, like, I just want to know before I like leave this earth. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if the asteroid was coming to earth, I want to see all fucking secrets. Everything is being released. We want to see it all. We are about to be wiped up. Let us at least get all that info.
Yeah, come on.
Please. All the people that are mysteriously dead, if you're still alive, come on out. Go on live stream.
Yes.
Epstein, if you're alive, live stream. Straight.
But like, it's like one of those things that happens like when they said TikTok was ending and everybody started telling secrets and then it didn't. Like, the asteroid's coming, the government just lets it all out, and then the asteroid just blazes by, doesn't hit. They're like, then we have to live the rest of our lives knowing all this.
Yeah. There was kind of cool. There was like one TikToker that actually did say something pretty bad, and then TikTok never went away, and everyone was like, yo, you. I forget what it was, but I remember everybody talking about it. I was like, That was crazy. even if TikTok really did shut down, you still have social media.
Yeah, like there's other platforms. People just wanted an excuse. They just wanted to talk.
Yeah, like an astro was coming to Earth. Y'all, that's how some people took it, honestly.
Oh, one other thing I forgot to mention about the asteroid is that the closest day it gets to Earth in 2029 is Friday the 13th.
April 13th, 2029.
And that's a Friday. That's a Friday.
Woo, someone up there loves to play with us. They love to play with us. Oh my goodness. Can you fucking imagine?
They set up centuries of superstition just to fuck with us in 2029.
Or maybe the aliens up there are sending that shit over, and they know about Friday the 13th, and they're like, we want this to.
Oh, this gonna fuck them up.
We want this to make content to Earth. Wow. Wow, what a great conspiracy episode.
Damn right.
It kind of did.
Yeah, it did. Wow, how fun. All right, guys. So, well, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Zane and Heath Unfiltered. You can check out these episodes every Monday, audio form on all podcast platforms, and every Tuesday, video form on youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
That's right, baby. And if you want to check out the Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath, we keep these cameras rolling. We do an unwind. Every single episode, you get basically like a bonus extended cut of every single podcast. We do early access ad-free. You get a live Q&A every month, a bonus episode every single month. Again, patreon.com/Zane and Heath if you want to check it out.
And for the unwinders, we'll see you in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Peace.
Toodles. Peace.